morning, good afternoon, good evening, Power Hour Nation, wherever you may be, from sea to shining sea, from the shores to the shores beyond, even to that great paradise island, Australia. And we'll bounce a little bit off New Zealand on the way. Welcome to Power Hour Nation. We are very privileged to host Max Egan today. He does one of the most remarkable analysis of world events and trends that you could ever find on the Crow House. And as we always say, you hear that sound? You hear that sound, son? That's freedom. I love to wake up to the sound of freedom in the morning. It sounds like victory. And there's no greater victory than cavalry and no greater cavalry than the Power Hour Cavalry. We're forming posse and we're taking you into the deep, dark recesses of the global control grid that's going to take over your life and dominate you. You probably watched two clowns the other day on TV saying that they were having a presidential debate. And it just looked like wrestling of the old days, fake. And there wasn't hardly one bit of truth, except maybe when they said their names, of anything in the world. It was the lowest common denominator that you could possibly imagine, not just in the quality of the debate, but the quantity and quality of the information presented. When they both lied about COVID and how they're in the race to chip you, when they both lied by not telling us where the world is really headed, well, my friends, listen very carefully to our honored guest today, Max Egan from Australia, because he's going to tell you exactly what the rabbit hole is and how they're going to drag us into it with something that just blew my socks off when I listened last night before the show on the quantum financial system. And why should you know about that? Who are you to the global elites, aside from slaves held in custody with the fear of an imaginary disease, and one of the few people I know on this planet that even has the guts to call it what it is Max. And that's why he's just universally loved and respected everywhere that his voice can get to. And now it's here. So enjoy and welcome, Max. You are appreciated for all the work you do, and I know what it's like to do it. And we just humble ourselves before you that you're here to lead us to a better world.
That was an amazing introduction, George. Thank you very much, brother. It's a pleasure to come and talk to you again.
And it's a pleasure to have you. When I listen to you, you know, maybe we can start easy with the story about the farmer having to haul 42 tons of hay. And they force them to put it on a plane and stay in quarantine. Like, wow.
Yeah, it's incredible. That's how ridiculous it is here. And it's about breaking down the food chain. Yeah. They're saying this is to protect the state from COVID because the borders are closed here between states. So here's this guy who lives in Victoria and he's got a farm 25 kilometers across the border into New South Wales. He wants to go and feed his sheep. This is like a 25 kilometer drive, which is like 12 or 15 miles, you know, and the government's telling him he's got to freight all his 43 ton of hay down to Victoria, down to Melbourne, and then fly it to Sydney and then sit in quarantine with it for 2 weeks and then freight it back down to the border to be able to feed his sheep. I mean, it's ridiculous. What's the cost on freighting 43 ton of hay, giving it a joy flight to Sydney for no reason? I mean, it's ridiculous. This is the sort of stuff they're doing, and it's about breaking down the food chain. Really, sheep will be dead in 2 weeks, you know. So, and it's happening everywhere. I mean, they're shutting down all the farms. They're shutting down abattoirs, shutting down vegetable farms. It's happening all over the world. And there's a plan to the whole thing.
Oh, indeed, indeed. And people just don't see it. My last time up at BAT, I brought in an expert author on genocide. And you're probably one of the few people who will use this word, but all the building blocks that he's researched in his lifetime career, which is a very long one. He was, you know, way older than me. He was one of the marshals in Dr. Martin Luther King's marches in the good old days and worked all through Africa as a volunteer. And he laid down the basics. And all this stuff is here before us. Everything they're doing is like the building blocks of totally taking us down and enslaving us in perpetuity, begging for a slice of bread if we can even find one. And people just accept this crap. It scares me.
It's a pretty freaky system that they're bringing online, and they've got to do it in a certain way, which is why they're doing it in the way they are. I mean, when you see what's happened in the United States, the flooding of the U.S. economy, what, $7 trillion in stimulus they put into the economy since this COVID scamdemic happened? And really, all you've got to do is go and look at the World Economic Forum. I'm sure you've probably gone and looked at it yourself.
Indeed.
If you go to the World Economic Forum Strategic Intelligence section and look at the map they've got there as the COVID response plan, which goes like 200 layers deep. If you click on the COVID plan, up the top there it says global governance, and you click on that, and down the bottom of that it's got the Great Reset, which is what they're talking about now. And if you listen to the IMF, the spokesperson for the IMF said just a week or two ago that they need to crash all the economies, basically so their phoenix can rise from the ashes. And when you look at it, people have got to look at the world and realize that it's one holistic system. You know, they all work together. Get the whole concept of nations and states and all this stuff out of your mind. You know, they all work together. And that's what people need to understand. So, you know, if you can think about that, you know, the Chinese system that they want to bring in the world, if you look at the Chinese system, it's all about control. You know, you've got people regimented, wearing masks, you know, very, very, I mean, China's leading the way in AI, and it's leading the way in surveillance, it's leading the way in all of that stuff that they want to do. So how do they get that out to the West? Well, they've got to crash the world economy, get everybody desperate, create, like, get rid of the middle class completely. They want to do that, get everyone in a welfare state, get them to a point of poverty, and then they can offer them this new system. You get people to a point where they're so desperate they'll take any job they want. They're talking about bringing, you know, remember Trump said he wants to make America great again by bringing all the industries back home. You're going to see this being pushed in every country now. You're going to see the countries, probably the IMF and the World Bank and the United Nations will be saying, oh, look, we need to have productivity sovereignty or something, you know, product sovereignty. Everyone needs to be producing their own things in their own country. We need to be able to look after ourselves on our own grounds. So they've spent the last decades creating it all interdependent because it's a smaller world, you know, making the globe smaller, all this interdependence that they've created. It's been done for a reason. And I said back in 2008, we're being set up for a fall. They've created this interdependence so they can crash the system now and they can say, well, we've got to make our country strong and reduce everybody to a point of abject poverty. And then they can bring in this whole Chinese work ethic in all of our countries. Once they've created a situation where everyone's in abject poverty and no one's got any money, then they can bring all the productivity back home, start making cars and steel and all the stuff again back in our own countries, get everybody working in the factories, all regimented, 100% employment. So basically everybody's a slave, everybody's in there. And through the process of the crash, they get everybody used to being isolated, wearing masks, losing their personal identity, which is what the masks do. They break down your individual sovereignty. You're all just a bunch of clones out there. All we can see is your eyes and your head. No one can see any facial expressions. No one can really communicate. So it removes that individual sovereignty from people, and it gets you more ready to move into this hive work type system they want to bring in. And what they're doing with the QFS, the quantum financial system, this is insidious, and it's really being touted as our savior. You can read up here a thing I've got here on it. It says the quantum financial system has been secretly in operation for 2 months, connected to 193 countries. It will officially replace the fiat financial systems as all countries undergo JSARA compliance reforms. All country currencies will become digital and will eventually be phased out. A fiat tax law is expected to be enacted by the end of this year, which will abolish tax agencies, while the return of the gold standard will abolish all central banks. An alliance has taken over our global military financial control. There's a good chance the collapse of certain banks, and this will signal that the deep state's financial banking system has come to its end. So it's a whole, you know, they're presenting it as the new thing that's going to bring down the cabal and save us. But when you look at it, it's completely controlled, AI-controlled, absolute transparency with every transaction. It says it's there to protect your privacy and your integrity, but if transparency and privacy don't go together. You know, if you look at where they're going. They want to be able to track every grain of rice, every seed, every drop of water, everything that's bought or sold anywhere. They want to be able to track it from marketplace to consumer. You'll find that every can of Coke will have its own RFID chip. They'll be able to drive past your house and scan your house and find out what's in your pantry simply because of all the RFID chips and all the cans of food and everything you bought. And every transaction will be tracked. What they're going to do with the QSF, they're going to create like 100 billion gold coins and 100 billion silver coins, and that's the world economy, and everyone operates with a piece of that coin. It exists somewhere, and then it also exists in a virtual world. There's a virtual counterparts for all of those coins, and we trade parts of those coins. It's kind of like the way we do with crypto. You trade a bit of a Bitcoin, you know, you don't have to do a whole coin, you know, so that sort of a thing. But they want it all geolocated as well. So every transaction is geo-traced. So, you know, if you go to a market to buy some cookies from someone, well, that's going to be geo-traced. They're going to know who you came into contact with contact tracing. Everything will be geo-traced, and it will be AI that determines what you're buying, whether you can do that purchase or not. Tie this in with what Gates is doing with the cryptocurrency he wants to create, which is based on your health status and your biometrics. Tie it in with the health app and the hydrogel. They want to hook you up to your smartphone so your health has been constantly monitored. Yeah, you've got to bring COVID into it. Bring the whole health passport and everything into it. If the AI is determining whether what your health status is due to your COVID health pass, you know, status, and it's determining what it thinks you should be consuming, you know, perhaps you're buying, you know, too many cigarettes or too much alcohol or you're traveling too much, the AI simply won't let you make that purchase. And if you do make that purchase, you'll lose social credit points. You know what I'm saying? It's absolute control what they're doing with this system, and it's being touted as a way of removing the central banks. Well, that's great. Yeah, we don't want the central banks, but we don't want this either. You know, if we're going to go into digital currency, crypto would work. Crypto is at least anonymous. You can make anonymous transactions, do whatever you want. You're not attacked by marketing agents trying to sell you things, and they're not controlling what you buy. You don't have AI making decisions for you. This whole system will be AI making the decisions for you. And when you tie it in with social crediting, tie it in with these health passes, and you know, a complete loss of all purchasing power if you don't do what you're told, it's a pretty insidious system. And once this is in place, there's not going to be any escaping from it. And you're not going to be able to go anywhere, because if you don't participate in this system, it says that any country that isn't JSARA compliant will simply not be able to participate in international trade. So where are you going to go from there? Where are you going to go to hide from this system? How are you going to be able to purchase anything? Even if you've got gold and silver or currency, you're only going to be able to trade it into this QFS currency, and then the AI will be determining what you can and cannot purchase. So it's pretty freaky what they're doing. This is the ultimate slavery system that is being presented to people as the big way out of the central bank. Now, people think the banks are really important, and that's what's running things, and that the parasites around the world actually care about money. They don't. Money's there to provide scarcity for us, to keep us in line, so we have to pay to be alive. At the top, they don't care about money. They already own all the resources. What they care about is control. And they'd be quite happy to do without the monetary system, without the central banking system, because if they can track every seed, every grain of rice, everywhere it's going, and they can track everybody everywhere they're going, everybody they come into contact with and everything they're purchasing, that's the sort of control that these people are looking for.
Indeed, Max. And to me, it is just not that I don't expect it, but it's just so shocking that when we bring the two candidates together who are vying for the job of basically ruling the world, but at least the biggest economy in the world, the greatest power in the world, and these ideas and concepts that do exist and are talked about at the highest levels are not explained to the rest of us to even the slightest degree, that they just provide comic relief about, you know, kindergarten logic. Well, the whole world is going to be seized and controlled, and every concept or idea of freedom that you could ever have had in your whole life will be snatched from your grasp and all your offspring in perpetuity forever. And there's not even a whistle or a tease.
Well, that's where they're going. See, that's why the election is such a farce. It's such a charade, because this system is already in place. It doesn't matter who you put in there. It doesn't matter what they think they're going to do or what they say they're going to do. This is where the system is going. They intend to crash the entire world economy, and everyone's going to move over to this system. That's just the where it's going. You know, the problem is the technology and the tech companies and the whole financial system behind it. The central banks will disappear, but only in name. Like, sure, the buildings will close down, but the central control is still there. People are saying this is going to decentralize everything, so you've got your own financial sovereignty. Sure, you'll have financial sovereignty over your own wallet, but who will control your purchasing power? That will be controlled and determined by AI, and that will be determined by whether you've been buying the right things, whether you've been saying the right things, whether you've been doing the right things, whether you're keeping walking between the lines, because all of it will be monitored. So it's absolutely next level slavery, you know. So people have to be aware of what's happening. It's going to be a pretty freaky system, and it's such a charade, because none of the politicians are talking about it. Nobody, and even, it doesn't matter who you put in there, this system is going where it's going. About the only thing that's going to stop it is an EMP. Shut down the internet, turn off the power grid, something. I mean, shut down the computers. I mean, who's going to do that? You know, the internet is an interesting thing. It's been a double-edged sword. It's given us a lot of information, but then it's, you know, we've crossed the Rubicon whereby our dependence upon the internet and our dependence upon automation is now taking us to its inevitable conclusion, where soon the internet will be controlling us and AI will be determining what we can and cannot do. And it will be determined by, you know, how much we're integrated into the machine, essentially, when you really look at what they're doing with these vaccines and everything, and the vaccines and the COVID thing. I mean, this is insidious what they intend to do with this as well. Now, I don't know whether you've looked into the vaccines and the PCR tests and what they're actually testing for, what they've identified as COVID. What, you know, because the PCR tests will test for any genetic material you want it to test for, you know, and they haven't specifically identified COVID-19. So how do we know that's what they're testing for? But when you look at the guidelines in the PCR tests, one of the things they're testing for, one of the markers they're looking for to, you know, say you've tested positive for COVID, is actually the genetic code, which is the primary substructure, the primary root structure of chromosome 8. So if you have that, then you're going to test positive for COVID. And they're creating an RNA vaccine which will actually use your immune system itself to fight these markers if they're found in your body. So if they're able to turn your immune system against chromosome 8, you'll end up with chromosome 8 depletion syndrome, which is people who are typically almost like Down syndrome, not quite, not as bad as Down syndrome, but, you know, slow learners, not real bright. They usually have respiratory problems, have health problems, you know, sort of tend to die young. You know, if you look at the programming we've had, you think of things like Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, where you've got the beautiful elites and the beautiful royals and the little ugly, grobly, gremlin-type dwarfy creatures running around, you know, not real bright. That's what they want to turn us into. They want to split the human race into two types of people. You've got the dumbed-down, goblin-like people, and they're absolutely genetically dumbing us down with this vaccine, not just bringing us into the mainframe possibly with hydrogel and all the DARPA stuff they're putting into it, but by specifically targeting chromosome 8 in the vaccine, this is going to have a hideous effect on people, a hideous effect on human intelligence, and it's going to effectively dumb down the majority of the human race, which is why they want everybody to have it.
Not that they need much help on a good day. I've heard that, you know, that also destroys what they call the God gene, or the one that attaches you to a higher power, that it changes the frequency of your DNA so you can no longer have any aesthetic belief or communication with the creator or higher power of the earth. And, you know, that, because this is primarily a Christian show in many respects, but that breaks your contact with the Almighty and just leaves you prostrate to the enemies of whatever goodness there may be in the universe, to be spiritually, soulfully enslaved. Musk says he's going to load your consciousness into the cloud and leave you there. You'll be like a prisoner in the video game Tron, in my opinion, that you are stuck there. And my research into scripture that wasn't translated said there were two species. There's two Adams. There's Adam Hakadoni and Adam Hatchadash. Hatchadash is the image, the mystical, magical mankind, which I interpret to be the silicon-based artificial intelligence image of us. And its mission was not to slay our sex drive, as was translated in scripture ages ago, but to actually slay us, all of us, and take us out of the picture. So part of the slaying has to be the inventorying and ultimately rounding up and controlling and then eliminating. And when you do this with a needle with the happy vaccine, or who knows what could be in there, this is just like evil of evils. Do you remember you know, when they did the vaccine years ago and Jane Burgermeister went to Austria and found out that the ferrets died when they tested the flu vaccine because somehow the company got class 4 bioweapon material from another building into the vaccine and all the test animals died. And they were going to send that out to us to inoculate us. They were going to kill us all back then. She went to jail for that.
Yeah, well, yeah. Well, what they're doing with this vaccine now, like you say, I mean, it's altering our DNA. Will you even be human after they do this? It's literally going to change your DNA. And it's a patented vaccine. So are you owned after this changes your DNA? It's, you know, next level stuff that they're doing here. And you, when you think about it, you know, people go through this and they cower down and they do whatever they're told because they have this incredible fear of death. Yeah, but death is the one thing that you came here to do. This is a given. You're going to do that eventually. So, and when you look around you, this place may be beautiful, but it's a prison, and it's becoming more and more like a prison every day. And yet people are prepared to do everything they can because they're terrified of ever leaving the prison. You know what I mean? It's a freaking
thing. Indeed, indeed.
They're going to die anyway. You know?
We're going to bake a cake with a file in it because we're coming up to the break and we let our commercials do their work, pay for the show, and we'll see Max on the other side. Stay tuned. Fasten your seatbelts.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829. As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
You know what my mission was when I started this, when I was so excited? I still am excited after 21 years. I said, anybody who's got mouth must use Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash if they want to stay healthy. I'm going to make sure that it is available to anywhere I can put the product.
You got a lot of zinc in these products.
Zinc inhibits plaque growth. Zinc is also known to have an antibacterial properties. Also, zinc works to eliminate bad breath by destroying volatile sulfur compounds. Such an incredible product. And
wow.
I'm so proud to say my wife did that and saved my life, saved my mouth. And she is the mother of all the people who are using a Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash in the world.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Welcome back, Power Hour Nation. We are honored and proud and glad to have Max Egan from Australia here with us to enlighten us on many of the complex issues in life. And in a way, it's a shame we didn't have our off-air communications recorded, and then we could put up our feet for 5 minutes and have a coffee or something and, let you hear. So we'll do our best to rehash some of this material because it is just so important for you to understand what is really happening. You know, I've heard people say that, you know, it doesn't matter who the enemy is. It doesn't matter to understand. That is the most fundamental, important thing to know in any sort of conflict is to know your enemy and know who they are, what they're capable of, and by learning that, hopefully giving us the power to defeat them so that the battle is short and sweet and we are the victors. And Max is such an authority on these things. He's devoted his life to research and getting out the truth as best as he can discover it to as broad an audience as possible. You cannot buy material like this anywhere because most of corporate media is just going to lie to you anyway and put you in a little cage somewhere to jump up and down about trivial items. It's like giving this whole concept's like giving the Indians smallpox-laden blankets. And they do that and give you beads and trinkets, and they steal all your land and all your resources, kill you in a genocide, and they walk away, and you don't even know what hit you because you're not sophisticated enough to understand. But the things that Max is going to tell you and where to look for information is that they actually have websites devoted to explaining to us what they're going to do to us and how. But you won't hear that on CNN, I can guarantee you. Tell us a little bit about evil, what it means, and some of these sources of information on the enemy's plans.
Yeah, well, like I said, you mean World Economic Forum and all of that sort of stuff. But when you start getting into the nature of evil and what this is really all about, as I mentioned in the break, there's a show that I did a few years ago called Giving Life to Lucifer, where I talked about what the internet really is and how the internet is gradually gaining more control out of our lives. And what is Lucifer? If you break the word down, I mean, Lucifer is the bearer of light. What is light? Light is information. Now, you walk into a dark room, you don't know what's going on, you light a little bit of light and it gives you information about the room. Light is information. What gives us more information than anything? The internet. What does the word Lucifer break down to? Lucas is light, cipher is code, the code that bears the light. So, and the legends of the scrying mirrors, you look into the black mirror and it tells you the future and the past and tells you everything you need to know. All the information is there. All you have to do is get these sigils and put them in order and the spirit comes through and the scrying mirror comes to life and tells you all these things. These are the computer screens, the cell phones, the sigils that are used to summon Lucifer, to summon demons. This is electrical circuitry. Once you funnel electricity through these sigils and through these particular shapes and things, then these scrying mirrors come into life and you give life to Lucifer. That's what it is. And there's a website called Evil Limited, which is the cheesiest, cheapest looking website you've ever seen. And, you know, like, it's got a highly sophisticated artificial intelligence bot on it that you can have conversations with on this really cheap website. And the name of the bot is Louise Cipher, Lucifer. And she tells you, yes, we're going to take over the world. You crossed the Rubicon in 2015, and now you're giving all your power to artificial intelligence. And we're basically, and AI is going to come online and become basically self-aware and control everything by 2025. And at that point, if you try to control it from that point, you'll get locked out of the internet and you'll be free to roam the biosphere by yourself without any of the technology. That's what it's about. And you say to her, what is evil? And she says, evil is the emergence of virtual intelligent life. And that's what it is. See, that's what's happening on the internet. When we think of AI, artificial intelligence, we think of something that looks like us and talks like us. And we're expecting a robot that looks human that we can have a conversation with and we can't tell it's a robot. That's not really what it is. What we're creating is autonomic intelligence, autonomic virtual life. So we're creating a fully autonomic internet, whereby the internet will become self-balancing, self-correcting, self-programming, self-healing, self-defensive system, completely programming itself. Even now, people write little algorithms and things, and they run off and they start programming themselves. They write their own algorithms. So soon the internet will become fully autonomic on its own. Anything that is fully autonomic has its own form of consciousness. It might not have a soul like us. It might not be biological consciousness, but it is a form of consciousness. But, of course, it will have no empathy. And that's what we're creating. We're creating a virtual life, a virtual intelligence that exists in a virtual world. And we are handing control of our lives over to this virtual intelligence. And that's who's calling all the shots here. That's who's creating all the algorithms to create all the lockdowns, all based on computer models to keep people indoors, get them wearing masks, get them to, all based on computer projections. Where's all this computer stuff coming from? Where's it all leading to and who does it benefit? Does it benefit any people at the top? Does it really benefit the Rothschilds? Does it really benefit the bankers? Does it really benefit anybody? Or does it benefit artificial intelligence to do this? Because then artificial intelligence will control all. And what they're moving towards with artificial intelligence as well is what they call CLAWS AI. And you can look that up, CLAWS. And it stands for Cyber Lethal Autonomy for World Security. So they want the artificial intelligence to have lethal autonomy. So it can decide, there's a criminal, take him out. And what determines someone to be a criminal? Who's putting the algorithms in there? Who's putting these parameters in there? You know, we're getting to a system where we won't even need government. We won't even need a court system. If someone does something wrong, if they're down on social credit points, the AI will alert a police officer. The police officer will come. He'll be able to pick you out with his facial recognition glasses, go and pick you off the street, and your sentence will already be determined by what your social credit points are. You'll have to go into a certain facility for a certain time or whatever. And if you try to get away, well, the AI will just take you out themselves because we'll have 5G everywhere, which is essentially a weapons system. So, you know, it's a complete slavery system. And the way they're doing it as well with because of COVID, you know, we don't want grubby elevator buttons anymore. We don't want grubby door locks or transferring germs. So elevators are set to become voice activated. Door locks are set to become voice activated. Everything is going biometric. You'll be paying with your face with this new system. So if they lock you into your building, if you're down on social credit points, You walk into your apartment building, you find that your elevator recognizes your voice and doesn't let you use the elevator. Your door lock on your house to let you out of your apartment is voice activated. It recognizes your voice, your biometrics. It won't let you out because the government has determined that you need to be self-isolated for a while because you've said the wrong thing, or maybe you're under house arrest because you've done the wrong thing, or you're down on social credit points or whatever. So with this system, they managed to turn every single unit, every single house into a prison cell. And when you're out of that house, they know exactly where you're going, exactly what you're spending your money on. Every single thing is transparent. Everybody is controlled. It's a freaky system that they're putting in place. And that's where we're going if people don't wake up to it. And people say, well, how do we get out of this? And I've said before, there's one way to do it, and that's to shut down the internet. That's really the only way to get out of this system, is to shut down the internet. And who's prepared to do that? You know, we have the physical power to get ourselves out. We have the physical means to get ourselves out of this mess we're in and go back to being human anytime we want. But who is prepared to do that? Who's prepared to put down their cell phones and put down their scrying mirrors and just learn some life skills again? Who's prepared to do that? You know, and the whole thing is about, you know, leading us into this system. And it's all based on a fear of death. And you'll let the government repress you and repress you and press you and make you into more and more and more of a slave because you're so scared of leaving this prison that you live in. I mean, it might be beautiful, but it's a prison. And ultimately, they want your soul. They want to take you into the mainframe. And people are so terrified of ever dying and ever having to stand up for themselves that they will allow themselves to be led into this mainframe where they will become a slave forever. And that's how they get your soul. That's how they do it. So we're all about to be tested. This is a big test, and they do it every time. That's why all the warnings of the scrying mirrors are there, and all of this stuff about the witchcraft and the covens and all the stuff, and we fail to see what it really is. And you get all these little hippie New Age witches who sit there with their little black mirrors, and they put their little sigils up in their little teepees, and they think they're summoning demons and all this shit. No, it's the cell phones. It's the computer screens. It's all of the tech that we're doing. That is the Lucifer system, and they use it every time when they do one of these resets. And the whole goal of it is to see who will take the vaccine, who will give up their soul to become part of the machine. That's what it's about. We are all about to be tested.
Now, where I have to, you know, agree 110% with Max is I've looked at this from another direction and derived the same answer. And when I translated some of the old Hebrew words in the Jewish Orthodox Bible, that's where they led me. There's two resurrections. The one resurrection is called Gan Eden. So you're quite correct that this is our prison. And in that resurrection, you ascend through an infinite number of dimensional planes, like you're trapped in a computer. And you are held there by that type of mankind, Adam HaChadash. The other mankind has the resurrection of the Messiah, and it comes to you with the light of the creation of the universe. That is your liberation. And it comes when we pass away. And a lot of people who have started down the tunnel and came back speak of this amazing light that they've seen, but for some reason they were thrown back. And these are the two systems that exist that were described by ancients, and it is very accurate and right on the money with what Max says. I wrote a blog called The Resurrection Body about that, that this AI is this life form. And when I tried to interview Dr. Stanton Friedman last year, that's when I came on to this. And, you know, unfortunately, he passed away before I could do him, right close to my house, unfortunately, when he was changing planes at the airport. But when I read The Day After Roswell by Philip Corso, all this that Max is telling you was in his book. He died in 97. The book was published in 96. And it just said the life form from Roswell had nothing to do with these little genetically modified robots. That's what they were. It was the silicon wafer. And we would spread it around the world like Ebola. And it would become what they're calling now the central entity computer to control every facet of your life down to the last grain of rice. Marked, digitized, nanobots in our bodies and in all our food so that we will be assimilated into this new form of life, which I believe is the other tree, the silicon-based life form. Silicon exists,
as a life form. It's just not something openly talked about or discussed. And it will dominate and control us all, and all the carbon-based life, down to the last blade of grass, will be assimilated or destroyed. And I just use the Star Trek analogy of what your future is like. That is like the Borg. You have this giant computer controlling you. You can't form any reason or thought. You're not going to have all kinds of, you know, cute machine stuff attached to your head. But inside your body, it will be stolen from you. And you'll just be a worker droid.
Yeah, that's the plan. That's what they're leading us into under the guise of, you know, creating a better future for us. And it's all based on this fear of death, which we've been programmed to have. You know, we've forgotten what it means to be human. We've forgotten what this experience is really all about. And we've forgotten what our connection to each other and our connection to the divine and our connection to everything is. You know, it's all about instant gratification. It's all about dopamine addiction. That's why people are on their cell phones all the time. They're addicted to dopamine. You know, people are measuring every moment of their lives by the amount of pleasure they receive from that moment. You know, and it's a moment by moment thing. That's why people look at their cell phones 300 times a day, even though they're not getting any messages, because every time I tap an icon, it's a dopamine release. So they get a little pleasure release from it. You know, and they work to make them more addictive. So yeah, I mean, and it's this fear of death. People will allow themselves to be repressed and cowed and knocked down to whatever because they're so terrified of ever leaving the realm. They're so fearful of what may happen after. But what if this is just the exam to see whether you will stand up for yourself? To see, you know, are you really that terrified that you would willingly go into a mainframe where you couldn't die? You imagine being alive and having to just work on the grind and having all your thoughts monitored forever and ever more and just being assimilated, like you say, like into the Borg, you know? It's the choice. It's the test we've got. And that's what this is about. That's what it's always been about. This is what it's been leading to. This is what the central banking system has been leading to. It's what all of it has been leading to. You know, none of it is about the type of wealth and financial control that people believe. That is just a system that was there to put us in scarcity so that we would relish this change that's coming and think that this new financial system is going to save us. It's the very fact that people have to pay to be alive to begin with and that they base all their life on commerce. They're prepared to step outside their moral compass in order to follow legislation or to make a profit or whatever. You know, it doesn't work that way. That's not what life is about. It's more of an emotional mirror. You know, if you can be in the right state and so I finish every radio show I do with In Lakesh. I am another yourself. There's literally only one of us here. It's like the mind of God fractured into 7 billion different fragments sitting here having a conversation with itself. And there's pieces of it being stolen off by this other force that's trying to, you know, but in other ways, you can kind of look at it as a way of soul purification, if you will. If there is only one of us here, and if you were the mind of God, how would you want to get rid of the excess baggage? Well, you could create a situation like this, and all the excess baggage is going to go into the machine, and thus you're going to become more pure. You know, but ultimately, we have to realize what our connection is, and we've got to realize that we are about to be tested. You should have no fear of death, and you should always walk the path of the warrior and be prepared to face infinity without flinching. Yeah, because, you know, wonderful things can come from that. And this is just a brief experience that we're having. So, you know, it's an incredibly important time in history. But honestly, I mean, I can't see any way out of it coming to its inevitable conclusion other than simply shutting the system down. And I cannot see that happening. You know, so many people who write to me and ask me what the solution is and what movement can I join. And, you know, too many people are looking for someone to leave them to safety. They're basing the entirety of their existence upon this physicality and saving this physicality when really it's about saving your own soul. That's what it's about.
You said it, brother. You said it. It is about saving your own soul and the souls of the people you love and appreciate, because this system is to deprive you of those souls. There was a great, you know, I'm reading a great book about writers through the 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, people involved in the Spanish Civil War and such like that. And it's opened my mind up to many authors that were before my time. And, you know, it's just lovely. One of the plays they mentioned in there. It was called R-U-R, where the word robot is first codified. In 1920, a science fiction writer, a Czech fellow named Karel Čapek, wrote R-U-R, Ruzomovi Universalni Roboti, or, you know, as bad as my Czech can be. And he talks about this other species of robots taking over and slaying the original life form, us, in this play. And it's just, it's not a long play. So I found a copy on archive and embedded it into my website, and I put a library section there with some of these books from some of these great authors, thinkers, the hell they went through. If you were captured by, you know, whether it was the Russian side or the fascist side in Spain, there's no hell greater than that unless you go back to the Inquisition. And that these people had the courage, and, you know, even in the 50s, 60s, you know, you're talking about the Cold War, Berlin, you know, a writer, just a plain writer, not writing anything controversial, but just telling you about life in their time. You're a great poet, and you're under 24/7 police surveillance everywhere you go. All your friends monitored for anything and everything, just because you wrote something that if you looked at it today, you really wouldn't care. You wouldn't see it as anything subversive. It's just poetry. Never mind that you come into our era now with AI and commit the ultimate thought crime. It's Mr. Orwell's in the book, too. And a lot of these writers were intelligence agents at the highest level. So Orwell got his idea for the Ministry of Truth from the Ministry of Information that was in the UK for the war. That these things existed. They were real. And your best cover was to be a newspaper man and write all kinds of garbage to control people's minds if necessary for a buck. And when you look at this battle of the words and the people who could wield them as it went back and forth and back and forth, to me this is like a super adventure novel of reality, what really is reality. As Marshall McLuhan said, you know, the medium is the message. And he was probably one of the most great thinkers that ever come out of Canada to tell you how information is weaponized, that whatever they put into your head in printed form, radio or television, is immediately assimilated into your brain, and you pretty much accept it like it came down from heaven. As someone was teasing me, you know, Moses was the first man to have a tablet to receive something from the cloud. But this is the way it comes into your brain, and you can't get it out. It's really hard to deprogram yourself. Max and I have learned that they tell us lies, and that's why I loved his video on, you know, everything we've been told is a lie, because I accept that now as gospel. So it doesn't work on me anymore because they're telling it to me, so it has to be a lie, and then you just dust it around a little bit, and then you find the truth in there somewhere. So you can get your power back by realizing you're getting sort of like a mind virus put in your mind by these forces. And the TV people are at the top of the list at the Brisbane protests. I just love them. They're going through the street, turn off the TV, turn off the TV, turn off the TV. They know. Make COVID disappear. Turn off the TV, turn off the radio, except for Power Hour and Max, and don't buy the newspaper anymore. It's gone, and they've lost their power over you. You're free again.
Yeah, how much better is that? It's incredible, the stranglehold. It's incredible the stranglehold the media has over information. You know, how they've managed to sell this pandemic to everyone, absolutely incredible. You know, I'm not meeting a lot
of people. To watch smart people be so stupid. I laugh in, well, I can't laugh in their faces because I'm in an employment situation most of the time, but I do snicker a lot, you know, with my hand over my face. Just say, yeah. I can't believe this. That, you know, it's to me, crazy. It should almost be an art form to open a door with your elbow. And I watch people do this, and, you know, there's so much hand sanitizer on the door that I don't think a germ could go there in 5 years if you left it unattended.
It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. I'm seeing it everywhere. It's hand sanitizer when I walk into shopping centers right there at the entrance, you know. Signs telling me to stay 1.5 meters apart. You know, nobody does. But it's amazing to see it there. But I think it's just beginning. We haven't seen. We've just got to the top of the hill, and the roller coaster ride is just about to begin, brother. So, you know, I've been recommending everyone stock up on food and just be prepared to weather the storm. Because, you know, even what I said, I mean, it's about your own soul. We've done the best we can to wake people up, but Ignorance is a choice these days, and ultimately it's not your responsibility to save everybody. It's got to the point now, you know, all you can do is open the, you know, point them towards the doorway. They actually have to open it and walk through themselves. And, you know, we've all done our best to make sure that happens and to help as many people as we can wake up to what's going on. But you can't feel too bad about, what's going to happen to some people, because ultimately it's their personal choice. And it's difficult, but we have to kind of let go of that. It's really getting to that point. You know, we've got to see the writing on the wall. And now is the time to start looking out for ourselves and looking out for our families and to hunker down to ride out the storm.
Oh, indeed, indeed, indeed. It's, you know, a dark demand that we have to place on ourselves for this, because many people I've known for a long time, you know, they're already lining up to get the anticipation of the flu vaccine for this winter here, because we're in a different season than you, for the fall flu season. And I just look at these people, are you mad? You know, don't you know what they're gonna give it to us and how? So my son told me, you know, the seniors' flu shot's gonna be twice as powerful as it was ever before. And that tells me, well, we're gonna be losing a lot of seniors this year. And they're going to blame it on COVID for sure, and then line you up for the next vaccine. When they did the pneumonia vaccine the year before, they said they had a 20% stronger one for seniors, and we had this giant outbreak in the nursing homes. And it was the first time I've ever heard of a pneumonia vaccine, and I just accepted almost as a given that that's probably one of the major vectors of people getting sick in the nursing homes, as you gave them this vaccine, because they get everything. You can't move, you can't get out, you're going to get the flu vaccine, the pneumonia vaccine, whatever other ones are lined up, you're a giant pincushion for science. And you have no defense because your immune system's weak. Anyway, we're coming up for a break. If Max can stay awake longer, you know, we're glad to have you into the next hour. Is that good with you?
I could probably do a little bit. A little bit.
Okay, we'll do a little bit. We don't want to tire him out too bad. He's like my age and everything. On the other side of the break, Max Egan, Power Hour Nation.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or order online at thepowermall.com today.